This is Annuity Straight Talk. Since 2008, your host, Brian Anderson, has helped clients nationwide navigate the complex market for annuities. With Brian's assistance, hundreds of clients have achieved a profitable and secure retirement. I would know, because Brian has answered many of my questions concerning annuities and retirement planning. So that you can benefit as well, let's get started. Here's Brian.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk podcast, episode 39. My name is Brian Anderson, founder and creator of AnnuitiStraightTalk.com, here to answer all your questions about retirement planning. And I don't know everything, but I know a lot. And I always tell everybody, if I don't have the answer, I know where to get it pretty dang quickly. So here to help, love to do it. I took a week off. I apologize. I got very, very, very good news. The emergency variety, a positive emergency last week. Not everyone would fully understand the importance of it, but I drew two special hunting permits in the state of Montana for this fall. So it's the kind of thing that getting one of them is kind of a once in a lifetime deal, or certainly once in every 12 or 15 or 20 years deal. I know some people have only been put in for 30 years and never got even one of them. And I got two in 1 year, me and my buddy Casey. So I'm just going to say it right now. Don't expect anything out of me in the month of September. So I'm going fishing this weekend. I'm excited about that. Going to hang out with the boys when I get back. It is all hands on deck, getting in really good shape, being productive with work. I want to make sure everybody gets what they need from me so that when I take an extended period of time away, you guys will be just fine. So today, what I'm going to talk about is something that's come up in with a lot of clients in the past few weeks. Everyone remember, prior to 7 or 8 years ago, we sold mostly structured settlements and got a lot of clients that have those and they work just fine. But I don't particularly like them anymore. I don't like how the business is run, and I've had a lot of bad experiences with just about everyone that I did business with because of that market. And anyhow, I recognized way back that it wasn't going to last forever. And again, we did good things for clients and we got them good deals, but it's not, the yield is not there anymore where I think it's viable. There's still guys selling them, including my ex-business partner, but they're not that great. So I don't do that anymore, but that's when I really transitioned. I started selling more fixed annuities, fixed indexed annuities. And I've told the story, my first fixed index annuity that I sold, it was a client who had bought some structured settlements from me and decided, you know, hey, let's try one of those indexed annuities. And I'd been researching and looked at them a lot. And this was about 9 years ago. And I said, okay, we'll try it, you know, and he had a bunch of money. So he put a little bit into the index annuity and the next year and picked one based on what I thought were good evaluation factors, good company, low cost structure. I wasn't looking for the biggest commission, all that stuff. And found a contract. It came through the first year and he made about 5%. Then, you know, the market was good and the rates didn't get dropped. Like everybody said, they're going to drop the rates. They didn't drop the rates. Next year it came 5%. We had a couple of down years, but after a couple of those, I thought, you know, these are actually pretty good. That's when I started creating the strategies, ideas to use them because everybody's looking for yield. And this was a place to get yield where fixed rate CDs, bonds weren't paying much. Anyway, but the questions come up. So a lot of those guys, that person in particular, came out of their surrender schedule 2 years ago. And I had another round of people in the last 6 weeks who came through a contract and no longer have surrender charges. So I want to talk about what that means because a lot of people don't know what it means. And there's a couple of different ways companies handle it. Different contracts and different companies handle it a little bit different way, but there's some general principles you can remember. And I had a phone call with a guy yesterday who's been listening to the podcast for a while. Mark, thank you. I appreciate the good conversation. And he was calling because he had some annuities that were surrender free and some others that were coming. And he needed to know what are my options with this? And so for him, I thought, boy, wouldn't that be great if I could have said, oh, well, I've got a podcast that addresses that question coming out in 3 days. I don't. So it's going to come out next week. You guys won't know by the time you see it, but I'm skipping a week and nobody even knows it yet. As I record this, they don't realize, oh yeah, I took the weekend off to look at maps and make phone calls to ranchers for my hunting permit. Anyway, so a surrender-free annuity, and there's a couple different ways to do it. Now, if you talk about variable annuities, like the guy I talked to yesterday, or you talk about index annuities, like my client that bought one 9 years ago, typically this is the general way it happens. And I told both of them, oh, it's surrender free. What's going to happen now? And the answer is nothing. When it comes through a surrender schedule, in most cases, it simply means that you don't have surrender charges. The contract doesn't end. It continues to be the same contract that it was before. You just have full liquidity with the money. So what I tell everyone is there's a surrender period for an annuity, and then there's a maturity date for an annuity. We're talking about deferred annuities, right? The surrender period, when you go through that, means there are no charges of any type for taking out any money, whatever amount, from 1% to 100% of the money, no penalty. That's all it means. But the contract continues until maturity. At maturity date, if you're talking about a variable or an indexed annuity, then at maturity date is when you actually have to do something with the contract. And these maturity dates are age 95, 100, one even goes to 115 years old. And so you could conceivably, if you buy it at 60, you buy a 10-year contract at 60, by 70, you're penalty free, but you're not forced to do anything with the contract for another 30, 40, 45 years. That's when it matures. And maturity simply means you either have to take the money out, or you've got to annuitize it or do something with it. So if we're looking at, you know, I know Midland National's age 115, and I always tell people, well, maturity doesn't matter. If you're still kicking at 108 years old, we'll start talking about your options because it doesn't really make much of a difference. So in the past, now I currently have a handful of annuities that I sold 17 or 18 years ago that were 10-year contracts that are still active and still paying. And those were all fixed rate annuities. And back then it was 6.5-7% guaranteed for 10 years. And what the company, what those contracts, like a traditional fixed annuity, they will spell out what your options are when the surrender term is done. And for those ones in particular, after the first 10-year period, they would reset that, say, 7% rate. And you'd basically get current rates for the next 10 years. But it wasn't a new surrender schedule. It just said after 10 years, we're going to reset the rate to current rates, subject to a guaranteed minimum. Well, the guaranteed minimum was 4% with no surrender charges. And that was guaranteed for the next 10 years. And then after that, they reset it again. So I met a guy probably a year and a half ago who bought a fixed annuity in 1985. And his minimum guarantee after the surrender period was 5.5%. So he's been getting 5.5% since probably 1993 or four. And then obviously there's some moron out there that tells him to surrender it. You know, I think he was in his early 80s. I'm like, man, you completely liquid 5.5%. That's amazing. And I'm sure the company would love for him to surrender it. But it's like, of course, there's a moron out there that's going to say, oh, you should get rid of it and buy this one with a 10% bonus. Idiots. So he called me and I said, man, I think he lived in South Dakota. I said, man, if I have to come to South Dakota and kick some ass, I will make sure you don't surrender that annuity. Hopefully I don't have to go to any expense that I could just talk some sense into him. But that was interesting, but that's how a lot of those ones work. And there's still some of those out there. So again, you're looking at, for all intents and purposes, in a surrender-free contract, nothing happens. It's the same thing. There's just no surrender fees. You have full liquidity. So if you want to make a change after that, in a lot of cases, I have, you know, another client that came through a surrender period with, it was just, I think, just a couple of weeks ago when he came out. And he was asking these same questions. What happens? What happens? I said, you're fully liquid. It doesn't mean, and he said, well, it doesn't say fully liquid. No, the insurance company does not say fully liquid. They're going to speak in legal terms. Their legal terminology for fully liquid is 0% surrender fees, years 8+, 10+, whatever it would be. So for him, you know, once I could convince him this is how the contract's going to work, he's going to take the money and he's probably going to divide it up into a few different places. But for the time being, he can just sit there. He put his money into a fixed rate. It's only getting him 1%, but he has full liquidity and he can sit here and watch as things change. His money's safe. It's with a great company. And he might take half of it and go do this and half of it and go do that. Could roll it out into an IRA and do managed money with it. He could do whatever he wants. So I always kind of said, you know, when people ask, you know, one of my things was, they said, what happens when the surrender fees are over? And I would say, well, it's your money. You can do whatever you want. You can keep the annuity. You can buy another one. You can buy a motorhome for all I care. Or you can take it out and stuff it under your mattress if you want to. Fully liquid, easy. Now, the difference, and everybody wants to know, you do not automatically enter a new surrender period unless you choose to roll into a different contract that may have more benefits for you, more perceived benefits. So you can roll into a new contract. Some people do that. Not everybody does. So I mentioned the other person that's been out of surrender for 2 years and does not want to get into a new surrender schedule, and they're just going to keep the money there, retirement in a couple of years, then make decisions at that point in time. So pretty simple and easy. Now, the difference, this is why you have to read, you can't just go and blanket assume that all of them work that way. So I'm going to show you, I'm not going to show it to you because I didn't redact the information. It's from a client, a renewal letter. This person became surrender free, I don't know, last week or something like that. Okay. And he had a MYGA, a multi-year guaranteed annuity, a fixed annuity. So I'm just going to read this. This is a different option. So you should know this ahead of time, what the options are. Then these were disclosed. Nobody was surprised. This is just how it works. So it says your annuity is scheduled to renew on 4/10/2022. You must elect your preferred renewal option from the choices provided below no later than 30 days after your renewal date. Please note that if you choose not to make an election, your contract will renew with the same guarantee period and surrender charge schedule as your current contract. Here are your renewal options. It's not a great scan. It's kind of a photo. So, okay, three options. Renew your annuity. Your renewal interest rate will be 2.5% for 5 years. Surrender your annuity by completing our surrender form, or transfer your annuity to a new contract at the company or another financial institution by remitting paperwork outlined on the renewal form attached. So you can keep it, you can surrender it, you can take it elsewhere. That pretty much covers all the options that you might have. Now, obviously, he wasn't happy with the 2.5% rate because it was lower than what he was going to get before. And I'll explain why I think that is. The insurance company wants you to lock into it. Obviously, they've got a lock-in on the contract. If he doesn't do anything within 30 days, then he just automatically starts. Let's see. I mean, it says here on the form lower. Please note if you elect to surrender. Wait. Oh, yeah. If we receive your request to surrender or transfer more than 30 days after your renewal date, surrender charges will apply. So you got to be careful. If you're going to move it, you got to have a plan ahead of time. But this is more often seen in a small subset of contracts in which, like the multi-year guaranteed, the three-year, the five-year, they do not all work like that, but a lot of them do. I would say, but that's the MYGA part of the market is a relatively small part of the market for all intents and purposes. I mean, variable annuities are 60% of the market. Index annuities are gaining a bigger share. Those two, between those two options, you're looking at probably 80% of all annuities out there. And so it's just an idea to tell you that there's a couple different ways to do it, but in general terms, the surrender fee just means there's no surrender fees, and that's it. And the contract continues the same. So a guy I talked to yesterday is like, man, that's a relief. I don't have to do anything. I was like, no, you're going to, you know, early 60s. I said, yeah, you can have those till you're 100 if you want to. But it was a relief to him to know, okay, good. Because it took pressure off. Much like the client from a couple weeks ago who's going to sit on his money and he's got full liquidity, he can move a piece of it or all of it whenever he finds a deal that he really wants to get into. Very simple and straightforward. So surrender-free annuity does not end. The annuity continues. You got to look at the terms. You got to know what's happening. In most cases, you're fine and you're liquid. Other cases, you will have, you may unintentionally lock in for another period if you're not careful. So that's, I think, beneficial for people to understand because everybody asks the question. If you have any more questions about a specific contract or you need help deciphering the legal terms, look into your annuity and it'll say, you know, you'll see the surrender charges outlined and you'll see some language that tells you what your options would be. And if it doesn't tell you that you're automatically renewing, then you're not and you're fully liquid. So that's most of the contracts on the market. Anyhow, pretty quick, easy topic. Didn't want to take up too much time. I could have done this before, but again, I was busy. So if you guys have any questions you need or you have about this, or if you got any ideas for, I love it when I talked to the guy yesterday, it was great because I thought, makes sense. I've got to do this podcast because it's obviously answering a question that's bothering someone and it's pretty easy stuff to do. So I got a lot of stuff rolling around up here. And that's kind of what the podcast is for. Get it out there, give people a way to consume it. and I appreciate the opportunity. I sincerely do. I love what I'm doing. I love meeting you guys and helping you out. So my number is 800-438-5121. Schedule a call using the button on the website. Any page. It's there. Easy to do. Select your time zone. Select your time. Write a few notes. Tell me what you want to talk about, and I will give you a call. So my name is Brian Anderson, AnnuityStraightTalk.com, episode 39, A Surrender-Free Annuity. Thank you, guys. Have a great day, and we'll see you next week. Okay, bye.
You have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only and does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with the qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.